Welcome back to Open Spaces. I'm Bob Beck.
And I'm Caroline Ballard. Two twin girls set out on a quest to save a species on the brink of extinction. This is the premise of a new children's novel, Ocarina and the League of Crows. It's set in the American West in a distant, almost dystopic future. The girls, Zita and Isabel, can talk to birds, and so their quest is tied into the natural world in more ways than one. The book's author is Melody Edwards, also a reporter here at Wyoming Public Radio, and she joins me now to talk about the book and its message. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is exciting.
So first up, why crows?
I have always been a little bit obsessed with crows. I find them fascinating. They're an extremely intelligent creature. They're considered sort of the primates of the sky. They're capable of just amazing feats of intellectual skill. So I've always found that fascinating that they're amongst us. They're living above us. I have some living and nesting in my yard right now, and we've just been watching this family of crows up in our trees, and it's just like there's another whole world. There's rooms up in the trees, and it's just fascinating. I find them totally amazing.
You describe a lot of crow behavior in the book. How much of that is based in fact, and what did you learn?
It is as much based on real science of crow biology and language as I could possibly find and get my hands on. I mean, I'm a reporter. I can't help it. I find it so much fun to research all of this stuff. So I spent years, you know, just reading as many books about crows as I could, all sorts of scientific, you know, studies of them, and just kind of just jam-packed the book with as much of it as I possibly could.
There is some crossover in the book between the idea of human and animal. You know, there's cross-species communication and more. How do you see the line between human and animal?
Human beings are animals. And so I feel like that it's something that we need to remember more often, that we're all here on Earth together, that we're all miracles on Earth together, and that we're, you know, all species. We're all Earthlings. As Jill Tarter, who I got to interview a couple years ago, said, and I think that's absolutely true. And, you know, I think that trying to show that by having this blurred line between these young girls who can talk to crows and who are discovering all sorts of fascinating things about their own lives. They're finding out that they're related to crows, and they are finding out that, they might even have crowness in themselves. And that is just really, I think, a way of exploring how we are all wild, and that we just need to let that fly.
How different was it to write a novel and a work of fiction as opposed to your, you know, sort of everyday bread and butter, which is reporting, and specifically reporting on wildlife?
They're very different. When I'm writing fiction, it's almost like I'm living in a dream. And, you know, I don't really think about anything else, and I'm kind of constantly, you know, thinking through the mind of my characters. But when you're writing journalism, you're very much, very rooted to the world. But I will say, what I do in journalism and the skills that I have honed as a journalist come in real handy when it comes to putting together vivid characters, vivid scenes. A lot of the science that is involved in this novel comes from sort of all this research. And so that was, I think that there's a tie there.
There's a good deal of immigrant characters in this book. And in fact, a main theme that sort of emerges in its own sort of futuristic way is securing energy as a way to secure borders. And you're also dealing with the extinction of species because of human activities. These are heavy topics. Why did you decide to put them in a children's novel?
Well, and that's why I ended up self-publishing this book, I think. I did have some people in the industry tell me that that was a little difficult, that, you know, having 12-year-old characters dealing with immigration and, yeah, like you mentioned, this sort of the energy issues and all of that, that those are some of the things that made it difficult to publish. But I feel like some of my favorite books are the Golden Compass series. And that was, again, a young character dealing with issues about religion, very serious issues. And I feel like my kids, when I read those books to them, they totally responded to that, and it prompted some important conversations. So as a parent, I feel like we shouldn't be hiding the problems that we are dealing with in our world. We should be finding ways to show children with volition tackling those problems in innovative and adventurous, strong ways.
Do you think we should trust young readers more to come to these conclusions and grapple with these topics themselves?
That's exactly right. I feel like young readers are wanting to, and they recognize that the hardest issues are being hidden from them, and that by putting these kinds of issues in books and in fiction, you're giving them permission to think about these issues and to start to make them their own.
Melody Edwards is a reporter here at Wyoming Public Radio and the author of Ocarina and the League of Crows, a new children's novel. Thanks so much, Melody.
Thank you.
Melody Edwards will hold a book signing and reading at Night Heron Books in Laramie Friday, July 5th at 7 p.m.